Hello, hello, everybody. Hey, this is
Rick. Hello, everybody.
Wow, he's excited. Hey, I have the pleasure of having the owner of Homeboy Music on the line, and we're going to be talking to him. It's Mr. Cecil Holden, and he's going to give us some great information. Hey, Cecil, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I am blessed and highly favored. What can I say? You know, God is good.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, listen, I understand now that you're coming out into the marketplace with your music, and you got events coming up, and you're connecting with other people. Hey, give us a little background on what's going on for you, man.
Wow. Well, I'm going to try not to go back too far, but let me tell you, ever since I created Homeboy Music Company, you know, I've seen nothing but positive upward mobility in the music business. Now, I started Homeboy Music back in 1973, and when I joined ASCAP, I came to ASCAP with that, you know, with that Homeboy Music, because I owe it to my uncle and my dad, because I was out late one night and the streetlights came on and they came up and looking for me, and I was around my friends, and they said, "Get Homeboy." So the friends started calling me Homeboy every time the lights, street lights, would come on. And I knew it was something significant about this, so I ran with it, created Homeboy Music, got with ASCAP. And at that time, hip-hop and rappers weren't really big and everything, but I've always been ahead of my time, slightly, you know, I thought, but didn't come to find out I was miles ahead of my time. And so what happens is, when you have a premonition that has aesthetic value, you need to run with that. And so that's what I did. I ran with that. And right now, if I come up to speed, I can look back and say that creating Homeboy Music Company was a blessing, because right now we have a very large, important presence in the industry of music right now. I did go to school and get musical training, but I always were blessed with natural music ability that I got from the Lord and Spirit. You know, God gives everybody talents. He gives some two, some three. Well, I may have five or six talents, music being one of them. And so Homeboy Music was created, and it's alive and well right now. I was able to set up my publishing entity and work with a lot of artists, some famous, some not so famous, you know. And I've recorded and worked in radio and records for over 35 or 40 years in different cities. I now reside here in the city of Phoenix, where I have retired, well, semi-retired, but actually you never retired. I'm still on KXEG Gospel Radio every Sunday playing the best in gospel music, and still making records and producing and recording and educating the masses, educating the people that love music, and kind of showing them, you know, the spirit of music and how it pertains to the quality of life.
So, again, it's good to know that you're active and you're out there in the Phoenix area. I know the weather's nice and hot, reflective of your music. I understand now that you're actually expanding into other areas of development. I guess you got an educational component coming out where you're going to be teaching people about the music industry and how to get in it, how to avoid getting hurt in it, how to make money in it. I know you have the gospel division going on, and I think you now have, what, a media division that you're putting together?
Yes. Because, you know, when I look at the overall situation of music and communications, I see that a lot of people are very uneducated about the media, about the business of music. Especially we have a lot of young people, because the nature of our country right now is that we don't have a lot of jobs for our young people. So there's so much sensationalism about music that a lot of young people are attracted to music as a first choice to develop their own spirit, okay, which is okay. I did develop my spirit in music when I was young, but I was strictly in gospel. But you have a lot of young musical geniuses, a lot of constituents that are not in gospel, and that they don't have any direction to develop their skills. So what I did was created a component to give them some information that I have researched and developed over the years in gaining success in the music business. And a lot of young people, they don't treat music as a business. They treat it as a basketball game, something to play with, you know, and they want a slam dunk. But before you do that, you can slam dunk all through the game and still lose the game. You know, sure, the slam dunk was spectacular and you feel good, but at the end of the day, if you don't win the game, then the slam dunk, it just becomes, you know, not that important. So what I like to do is open up a module, a component, to share the successful steps that will bring a person up to the forefront of music, and they will learn how to do it the correct way, and therefore that'll improve the quality of life for them.
Super, super. Hey, now I know people can come over to homeboymusic.net, get a lot more information about what you're doing. Also, to listen to a lot of your music there. I've been on the site. I enjoy the site. I like that, you know, I'm going to bounce back. That video got me going. I hear that Shy Light flavor in there. I hear that blues flavor in there. I mean, I really enjoy that particular song. I know you have a lot more. I know folks can go over to CD Baby and get some more music that you put out. The thing that I found really interesting was I was over on YouTube, and I didn't realize how much influence you had with a lot of the people who put out videos over there on YouTube. That was amazing to me, man. I've seen one of the videos you had where somebody had took your music, and they had something like 16,000-plus views and growing. Are you aware? Were you aware of how influential you are with people with your music?
Well, I wasn't at first, you know. At first I was not aware of it, but you have to realize that the Internet, since the creation of the Internet, what it did was it opened up the playing field, and it opened up the free market for independent people to go and get into the marketplace. But it's not just enough to get into the marketplace. When you get into the marketplace, you have to work, or you have to water. That's like you plant a seed. The Internet is just like a field where you plant a seed. And sometimes you plant a seed, doesn't come up right away. But eventually the seed that I planted, for some reason, it started to grow by itself. Sometimes you can plant something and just leave it alone, and it'll grow. I mean, sometimes you can plant something, pour water on it, and drown it. But if you plant something right, and, you know, because man can only plant the seed, it's God that gives the increase. So when you plant something, if it's a good seed, then it'll sprout up and it'll grow. So speaking of the songs that you're talking about, no, I didn't know that it was going to grow as fast as the way it's growing like right now. And so that's what I was telling people. Years ago when it first happened, I told all of my musical constituents, get your stuff on the Internet. Get your stuff on YouTube, because when the whole genre starts to grow, that means you'll be going with it, you know. Yeah, and so I kind of had a vision on that, and now it's a reality.
Yeah, and again, you made a good call. I mean, one thing, I've been around you, I looked at your been exposed to your business acumen, and I know you're a very sharp guy. You definitely know this music business. You definitely know your genres for sure. Just again, it's always just a blessing to me to actually have a mentor with this business. I've always been interested in music and gospel and blues and those particular areas. And to have somebody who actually is the original, who's authentic, who didn't hear about it but really done it and doing it. That's so encouraging. Again, you can get more info at homeboymusic.net. Everybody, you need to check that site right now and find out what's going on and what is Homeboy Music doing, because believe me, the company's very, very busy. And what I found really good is that Homeboy Music is connected with a lot of the top people in the music industry, from getting music created, published, distributed, airplay. I mean, Homeboy Music really knows how to get the music out there, keep it out there, and how to have it be memorable. Now, I don't know if this is a rumor or if there's any truth to this, but Cecil, I understand you can teach people how to be immortal.
Well, yes. Just like there's a group of professional people that I see that are seeking immortality. And I would say people that, like artists that draws pictures and so forth, they want their works to live on even after they're gone. That's seeking immortality because they want that work to be immortal. Most of the artists that we have out that have been out, that have passed away, that's what they were seeking. They were seeking immortality, you know. Whoever you want to name that's not here, if you just want to go to James Brown or anybody who was famous that's passed away, Ray Charles, they were seeking immortality. And so that's what I'm seeking, immortality, leaving some of the works, you know, here after I've gone to another better place.
Wow. Man, that is a great gift to be able to hand people.
I ask people, why? Why do you want to be in music? What is your purpose? It's not just to make $1 million, because everybody don't make $1 million. You know, if I was in it for the money, I would have quit a long time ago, because sometimes you don't make a lot of money in music. But the thing that drives me is that I'm seeking immortality with the music that I create. I figured it out. You know, I found that out. That's what all the greats were seeking, from Marvin Gaye to Barry White to whoever you want to name, you know, that's to Elvis, to everybody. They're seeking immortality, and they achieved it, because people still remember them and know their music is going to stand the test of time.
Super.
Which is a song by itself.
Hey, man.
The test of time.
It's inspiring to listen with you. Again, folks, come over to homeboymusic.net and get more information, get more music. We're going to wrap this call up for now, but believe you me, we're going to have a lot more calls like this. So look forward to hearing from Mr. Cecil Holden again. And Cecil, I understand it. If people use the code 811206, you have like a special offer to give them if they purchase music.
For sure. If you use the code for, you know, being on the conference call or whatever, then we'll allow you to download a free download. We'll allow you one free download from a group of selections that we selected for that program. And it changes. Every month there's a new selection. So if you didn't get something this month, you might listen again so you can get another free download.
Super. Fantastic. Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Cecil Holden with Homeboy Music. Again, come to homeboymusic.net. Keep up with what's going on. A lot of exciting stuff is happening. Education, new music events. Man, you just want to keep your browser pointed, bookmark that site, because the good stuff's going on. And again, I thank Mr. Holden for being on the call. And until we speak or meet, have most fantastic days.
Okay, you do the same. Big day, and don't forget, we're on your cell phone.